Blog Talk Radio.
To
live your dreams, to live the life that you desire. And not only that, we're going to bring some interesting and powerful people to the show that can show you how to get it done. That's what the Cultural Elisa Show has always been about. And you know what? We're not going to move from that spot because we have been very successful. You know, when you got something that's working right, why change it if it's happening for you? So it has been very successful in inspiring and launching people to do what they want to do because we show them how to do it. Because, you know, many seminars you go to, they tell you a lot of stuff. You take a lot of notes. But when you get home, you don't know what to do first. Well, one of the caveats of this show is that we're going to show you how to do it, and we're going to let you get close enough to us, the ones who are doing it. So even if we don't tell you, you know, they say success leaves clues. So if you stay close enough, you will see the clue. Now, I got to tell you about this thing that just launched on yesterday. It was super phenomenal. I tell you, you got to get used to new experiences. If you've never done something before, that is your clue that you're about to do something greater than you've ever done. Because if you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you got right now. And so, fine, if you're happy with what you got right now, it's like the song used to say, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. But if you're happy with what you got, fine. But if you want something that you never had before, I have learned, and other successful people that I've been around, they know you got to do something that you've never done before. And so we did something yesterday that we had never done. We did what's called a social media tour put together by Lady Sherita. Awesome, awesome. Listen, young people, please, I beg you, young people, don't waste your talents. As a matter of fact, no people, I wouldn't care if you're 95 years old, if you got a breath in your body and you got a talent that you have not yet exploited, use it before you lose it. I know she wrote that book about something else. It's a woman with a book title, Lose It Before You Use It. But I'm saying use your talent before you lose it. Use it. She says, lose it before you lose it. I'm saying, use it before you lose it. Use that talent. And I know there are some young, dynamic people out there, just like Lady Sherita, who came to me and said, you need to do a social media tour. I'm like, what's that? Well, she put this whole thing together, laid it out. We got together, we brainstormed, and we launched a social media tour on Facebook last evening at 8 o'clock p.m. It was phenomenal. We got a phenomenal response right there on Facebook. And I say, what's a social media tour? Go to Facebook and go to the group, Empowered to Release My Power. That's the name of the group. Go to that group. I created that group months ago. Had no idea when I created that group that there would be a social media done. It was awesome, phenomenal. So now next week on the 19th, because we'll do the social media tour every Tuesday for the next several weeks and on various social media outlets. So the next one is Meetup, meetup.com. Go to Meetup, sign in, get you a free page, just like Facebook, Twitter, and all the rest, MySpace and all the rest. It's a free page and Meetup. And it's all about groups that meet up all over the world. Well, go to my Meetup page, and we'll tell you more about that as the days go on. But we want you to take part in this media tour. It was absolutely awesome. And I see, and then today later on Facebook, if you go to the Women's Empowerment Book Club, also follow us there because we're the featured author for the month of July. And it's been hot, hot, hot with topics. It's been hot. Today, the message on YouTube will be about how to become a success in life. We're going to help you create a roadmap because somebody said something yesterday while we were on the tour to let me know. You know, some people, they need a roadmap. They don't have one. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. So make sure you go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/LaLisa Williams. And now I see Mr. Walker is here in the chat room. here on the switchboard, Mr. Walker. Welcome.
Yes, yes. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to turn it right over to you because I don't want to use up any of your time because I know you got some awesome stuff. It's hot July. I just want to say welcome, welcome, and I'll be back a little bit later.
Great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you're right. It is hot July, and I'm enjoying every moment of it. I hope everyone else is enjoying it as well. And want to say good morning to each and every one of you for dialing in, for listening in the archives, for commenting, for sharing, for caring. We really, truly appreciate it. We really do. I'm always excited to be on, you know, the show, to be live, to be able to present to you and share with each and every one of you my experiences and my thoughts as it relates to personal growth, business expansion, and just mind consciousness. And so I hope everyone receives that and understand that this is my gift back to the universe and to the world, all the things I have received, the who have supported in time. You just total sometimes, you know, distrust in what I can do as an individual. And we all have an immense amount of power within inside of us that we can release. And once we do, we don't anymore because we want everything that we touch to turn to gold. We want that Midas touch. And so that's what we're trying to do here is help you to understand the power that's within so that the outer limitation, the outer excuse, the outer perimeter of your life, you no longer will allow that to guide and dictate how you will become successful, how you will become that phenomenal individual, and knowing that that power that's contained with you, you can control the outcome of your life. Many thanks to you, Coach, once again, for allowing me to share this platform to do just that, spread the word and the message of empowerment. And again, for those who called in, thank you, thank you, thank you. For anyone who's struggling with, you know, their lives, give us a call. Anyone who's looking for that blueprint or that roadmap, we can help. Anyone who's just sick and tired of being sick and tired, grab one of our books, grab an MP3 or listen to our audio. These things can help. The longer you dwell on your circumstance and your situation, you give polarization, you magnify it. You want to be the zenith of the world. You don't want to, you know, continuously feel like the bottom rung. If you want success, this is here. This is the place. This is what we try to help embody, to instill in each and every one of you. So take the time and invest in yourself. That was the best thing I ever did in my life. There was no amount of exercise, there's no amount of narcotics or alcohol or drugs that have made me feel as great as I feel when I realized that I could invest in myself. Coach, the day I learned that I was a commodity, the day that I understood what that meant and how it impacted my life, I no longer shared my bed with anyone. I no longer just spread my word with anyone. I no longer just shared myself with anyone because I realized that I was a rare commodity and I had more to offer and darn sure wanted more to be given. So I stopped doing so many different things that I knew were toxic and not beneficial to my growth, to my existence. So understand, people, you are a commodity. You have talents and skills that will help take you and elevate you to the next level, that will attract those things that you want in your life. They will just come. They will be crystal clear that they are intended for you. So if you want to know more about us, again, you can visit me at my website at www.versywalker.com. There you can also grab a copy of my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here. I will have a new website in the next, should be next 30 days, for my new book titled Powerful Sales Conversions from Suspects to Prospects. Today I really want to talk on the topic of change and more so on how change is inevitable and overcoming challenging times. Many people may not know or they do understand, but change is actually the one constant. It is the one constant in the universe, and it is constantly changing. Change will affect the way you work, the way you play, and how you prepare your life. It would either be imposed upon you, or you can impose change upon others. Let me repeat that. Change may be imposed upon you. It may be forced. It may be placed upon your shoulders. You may have to relocate, regroup, or just reorganize. It may be a forced fit because of circumstances around you that make you no longer do what you're constantly or currently doing. Or you may impose change on others. You may be sick and tired of what your boss, your mate, or your child is doing to you, and you may impose a change upon them. It may be a consequence. It may be, an ultimatum. But change could either be imposed upon you or you can impose it on another, but change is inevitable. It's the one constant, and it's constantly changing. Change is always doing something new. It never stays the same. I want to take the time to kind of read a chapter. I'm going to paraphrase it as much as possible, but it's a long chapter. I want to read a chapter from my current book and just kind of share with you the events in my life that changed everything as I knew it, from the way I thought, the way I acted, and the way that I responded to life, and even my own expectations of my life. You know, because when you're young and dumb, you think that you can climb a mountain and fall and bounce back up. You see it on the cartoons. You see on every 30-minute sitcom, there's an issue, there is a confrontation or an argument regarding the issue, and by the end of the show, everything is hunky-dory. Everybody is happy. The situation has been resolved. Well, that doesn't happen in real life. There is no 30-minute fix-all, be-all, cure for some of the ills and woes that have been placed upon us or that we invite into our universe. And so for me, I just want to share a situation that happened to me some years ago. It was actually during the summer of 93 when my world, as I knew it, changed. It was actually turned upside down, and I mean literally. For nearly 2 years, I've been considering a career change. And periodically, I kept in touch with a good friend of mine from high school. I saw him coach. I actually noticed how he had prospered materially and financially. Each time I did so, each time I saw him, it made it crystal clear that I was not measuring up to my full potential. I was not challenging myself and therefore wasn't being rewarded financially. We met one hot summer's night in 93 to chat about a business opportunity that he felt I would be ideal for. Shortly after we met and got together, you know, chewing it up, chatting it up, and talking, we actually went out to a popular area there in Chicago on the South Side where the youth at that time would hang out and show off their fancy cars and their motorcycles and their new hot duds. But it was there where we both decided to become wild. We decided to race. I had never did anything like this prior to this. Again, being young. Now, mind you, we had been warned to only race in one direction because in the opposite direction, there was a curve that had proven to be too much for most to handle. Now, initially, we followed this advice. However, we couldn't resist the temptation of coming back and racing in the opposite direction. This, for me, would be my moment of truth. And as Murphy Law would have it, I couldn't handle the curve. And at 98 miles an hour, the inevitable happened. This change that I'm talking about happened. And I repeat again, at 98 miles an hour, I lost control and I wiped out. I could still remember seeing my buddy's brake light as a blurred streak of red line swerving around the curve as he spun out of control in front of me. It wasn't until I came to seeing a swarm of people leaning over me that I realized something had gone terribly wrong. After being helped to my feet, reality set in. My knees were split wide open, virtually in half. Warm blood poured down my legs like an open water faucet. Due to this accident, I suffered head trauma, shoulder injuries, 10 stitches in one knee, and 15 staples in another. Now, needless to say, I was in bad shape and fortunate to be alive. My family and friends were all praying for me to pull through. Given the extent of my injuries, they were also praying for me to walk again. Now, after the operation and during my month-long recovery was when I first began to experience this change. I began to study for 8 to 10 hours per day. I read the various laws and practices of being a debt collector. See, that was the reason why my friend and I met on this summer's night. I was clueless as to why, but he knew and he felt and he saw something in me, and he realized that what I was doing, I was running fast, going nowhere. I was working for companies and organizations that weren't paying me, that weren't going to provide me the income and the lifestyle that he and I had talked about years prior. So being a debt collector, this wasn't my area of expertise. And those hours of studying, there was no practical application. I was laying on my back. Now, this was a difficult time for me, and I'm sure many of you can understand that, and one of much reflection. In my physical condition, I needed the assistance of loved ones for virtually everything, and I do mean everything, which was a very humbling experience to have your faculties or your capabilities be of no use because you can't call up the muscles and the strength to move forward, and you're just being exasperated and exhausted at almost every turn. But great to have family and great to have friends to be there. I soon discovered sometimes life has to knock you down in order for you to look up and then to get up. Sometimes your greatest victories are born out of your greatest tragedies or your toughest challenges. And this was a challenge for me. I was immobile and studying for an entire month. Then I had a job interview to become a debt collector. Now, this job interview was scheduled and set on the very same day as my first physical therapy session to begin rehabilitation on my legs so that I can walk properly again. Now, there was no opportunity to reschedule either one. They were 2 hours apart, granted, but the location for the interview was 45 to 50 minutes away. Now, the pain of this first session was so intense and so excruciating that I believe I may have blacked out once or twice. I remember yelling at the nurses and the physical therapist, pleading for them to stop. They indicated that they had to continue to bend my legs, to force me to ride this treadmill and this bike so that it can remove and break up scar tissue so that I would have full mobility of my legs. After this session, I was in tremendous pain, people, and I was refusing any pain medication. I got dressed and headed to my car. Now, what is typically a simple 2-minute walk took me 10 minutes, and it took just as long for me to get inside my car. Now, once inside my car, I'm in pain. I'm probably really not, you know, thinking clearly and functioning well. But I drove my car 2 miles from the hospital to the expressway entrance ramp, where I sat at the top of the expressway's entrance ramp with tears rolling down my face. And as a man standing here today, I tell you again, there were tears rolling down my face. Now, I was sitting there wondering what to do next. I'm at this light. I had a decision to make. If I turned right just two exits away and in less than 10 minutes, I would be home. If I turned left, I would drive for about 45 to 50 minutes, as I've mentioned, in pain towards a new world, a new beginning, which I knew nothing of. I knew that if I returned home, I would forego any chance for change, the change that I'm trying to express with you today, share with you. I knew that if I went home, there would go that change, because I would go back to doing what I was comfortable, what was routine, what I knew and understood. Now, questioning myself, if I ventured left, would I be given the chance to change my life, to begin performing to my full capabilities and start to fulfill my destiny? Now, listen, people, in the 60 seconds it took for the light to change, every emotion known to man erupted inside of me. I felt a sense of fear, euphoria, insecurity, doubt, anger, and anxiety. As quickly as these feelings and emotions came about, they went away and were replaced with an overwhelming sense of calmness and peace. Still in pain and with tears streaming down my face at this time, I turned left, and by doing so, my life has been transformed forevermore. See, I'm a witness because I experienced this. I was a part of this. It wasn't a secondhand story. It wasn't, mom and them and cousin them and somebody else. It was me. And I was having maybe an out-of-body experience. And in the last 15 or 16 years for me has been just that, because this hasn't been verse-y as I knew my life would be. It hadn't been verse-y because I didn't usually challenge myself or push the envelope beyond that comfort zone, resisting a whole lot of change. We can do incremental change. We can do some small changes and adjustments here and there, but to go ahead and strip down the whole house, repaint it, and throw new furniture, no, that wasn't me. But it was during these times that we all, in these types of times, that we all discover who we really are. It would have been easy for me, again, to go home and to remain comfortable and safe. I probably would have gotten a lot of sympathy and support had I done so. However, after that accident, I was no longer satisfied with just being safe and comfortable. Still today, I reflect back on the days, weeks, and months since that accident. Still feeling many of the effects of my accident, I realize how far I've come. I take great pride in knowing that I made it through. And those are trying times. But I also take comfort in knowing that you too, who are listening to this call, who will go back and replay this or share the archives with family and friends, I take great confidence in knowing that you can make it through your challenging and trying times as well. I believe, as most people say, and it's an old cliche, and we use these colloquialisms to make ourselves feel good, but I truly believe that if it don't kill you, it will make you stronger. And if you can see more, you can be more. In order to receive, you have to believe. And I didn't know any better. I didn't know anything else to do but to have confidence and believe that I would make it through. When I go back and I think about the situation, I think about doing the operation where I'm hearing the nurse tell the doctor he's no longer breathing. And she's screaming at me, "Breathe, young man, breathe." I still remember that a young anesthesiologist came into my room. I'm incoherent. She leans over me and says, "Young man, wake up." She says, you seem to be, well-taken young man. It seems like you may have a little financial resources. She said, I strongly recommend that you call your people up here and they take you to another hospital because this doctor doesn't do well with African Americans, meaning that he didn't put us back together, you know, for full capabilities, maybe because their insurance didn't pay more, that he didn't produce more or give more. So she didn't want me to have to walk through life with a limp, to have difficulties and other issues. So these things that were going on, even my friend in the emergency room, again, I'm in and out of consciousness, people, but I do remember him telling me, you must be loved, stating that he made a phone call, and one phone call, and in 15 minutes there were 20 people at the hospital to see about me, and how he felt that it would take that many phone calls, about 15 or 20 phone calls, just to get a few people to come see about him. That was a moment of clarity, because all the running around, all the haste, all of I'm in my youth meant nothing. It meant nothing. It was that moment that put me on my track. It was that challenge that challenged me enough to say, you know what, I can't take relationships lightly. I can't take the fact that my faculties worked yesterday because today they may not. I can't take advantage of the fact that I can just put my feet on solid ground and get up and walk because at that moment I could no longer. It takes a lot to go through challenges. It takes a lot for the subconscious mind and the conscious mind to understand change and sometimes, you know, how change is good for us, especially during the storm, people, especially when you're trying to weather the storm, when you're travailing, when you're going through trials and tribulations, when no one seems to understand, when you have a neighbor that has three or four cars in their driveway and you don't even have one, and yesterday you did. Yesterday you guys were going to Martha's Vineyard, you know, Grand Canyon or just to the market together and laughing and talking about the things that you want to do for your family and for yourself in the ensuing months and years. And you no longer can because your life has changed. The guaranteed paycheck that came through, the friends that were there, the family members that promised and told you they will always love you, may have victimized you, may have taken advantage of your weakness. The challenges that you're going through, the changes that are in your life that you didn't want, that you didn't solicit, but they're there. But I guarantee you, if you will stay firm, if you will stay focused and committed into where you want to go, those things that are happening around you and perhaps to you, as long as they don't happen through you, you will see something at the other end of this. We all are uncomfortable right now. I just read where R. Kelly is foreclosing on a house that he built in Chicago. Chase Bank is foreclosing. And we believe and think that because of his bling bling that he has, you know, all the resources, and he may, according to one of his spokesperson, he was trying to force Chase Bank to reevaluate and modify his mortgage. Could be, but this current economical, financial, troubling times have hit the masses, people. It has hit people, you know, I mean, again, if you have $50 left in your paycheck, some things may not get paid. There's some people that woke up 3 years ago and they were a billionaire on Monday, and on Friday they were in the millions. It has happened to all of us, but if you would stay fast, steadfast, you know, reevaluate your goals, short-term and long-term, do some strategic planning, change your mindset, change a little direction. Sometimes, you know, taking a shortcut can be the long road. Stay on course, because the shortest distance between two points, as we know, is a straight line. So stay on course. Now, for me, those situations I just told you about, you know, and there's many others that I haven't even thought of in years, because I just thought it's what happened to people, what you go through when you live long enough. But for me, it's been over 17 years since those events first took place. Both my personal and professional lives have taken several twists and turns. But at no point did I question why me? At no point did I lose my faith. I stayed hopefully optimistic about what life had in store for me. I've stayed obedient and have followed my heart's desires. This is what led me to Coach LaLisa. This is what led her to invite me on for an interview. This is what subsequently led her to have me as part of her family here on the Coach LaLisa Show, to share and engage with each and every one of you, to let you know that your day is dawning, the time is here, you're in due season. And those things that you're going through, you know what, give it whatever merit it needs, but don't give it too much credence. Don't give it too much weight, people. Negativity weighs on you. Fear weighs on you. It prohibits you. It prevents you. The change and the challenges that I talked about in my life at one point in time, they have consistently been there. And some of them I haven't given enough weight and credence to that I just blew by them. Some I had to stop, and some I had to just run right over and go through because there was something on the other side. You know, I struggle each and every day with the fact that I'm homesick sometimes for my Chicago family. I try to build a beautiful future, beautiful home, and some wonderful kids, but my family can't oftentimes make it here. It's easier for one or two of my family members to fly here than me and my family, because there's five of us, to fly back there. But it doesn't lessen the burden or the desire to be there. But I have a plan. I'm on focus. I'm on target for what I need to be. And you know what? As much as I love the area, you know, love Chicago, love my family and friends, it may be a distraction. Yeah, I want to go by my cousin's house and sit in the garage and just, you know, chew it up with him and talk about the good old times and what we're doing now and how, you know, I'm glad I am we're still around and, you know, we're doing those things we talked about. I do it on the phone, but, you know, to be there and touch that flesh and see this person I love and know who loves me, wow, it's a challenge. But I appreciate the value of me traveling, me experiencing different areas and different lands because it elevated me. It's funny how when I first moved away from Chicago 10 years ago, I moved to Maryland. And there I just prayed that my neighbors were, you know, corporate executives. So then my children could see that and they could aspire for more than just being mediocre. Aspire for greatness, you know, not that, you know, anything else isn't, but that was my dream. Didn't know that, you know, God had a different plan for me because, see, I was resisting change. A year before we moved, I believe 9/11 happened, and at the same time, there was a job opportunity to move to New Jersey. I was ignorant. I didn't know, and I refused the opportunity. I'm thinking, you know, New Jersey is colder and dirtier than Chicago. Well, I didn't know there were $17 million homes in Chicago. I didn't know that big corporations and executives and record producers and this and the other lived in New Jersey. I was ignorant, and I was resistant change. So a year later, God proposed another opportunity. It was to move to Maryland. So we moved to Maryland, built a beautiful home just 30 minutes north of Baltimore. Got very comfortable with my surroundings, enjoyed what I was experiencing, the exposure. And then 9 months later, another relocation opportunity came. It was to go back to Chicago or to move to New York. Well, people, I'm not stupid. I'm not really a religious fanatic, but I'm definitely spiritually inclined. I'm like, something, God wants us on this East Coast for some reason. First, the opportunity for New Jersey. Then that, I didn't take that. Then Maryland accepted that. But now here's New York. I'm like, there's no reason to go back to Chicago. Had nothing changed. Again, the topic of my discussion today, the word change. Had nothing changed in the 9 or 12 months that I had left Chicago that I would go back. I wanted a new experience. Now, my appetite had changed. I no longer just wanted, you know, regular hamburgers. I wanted a gourmet burger. I wanted something nice, you know, something new, something different at least. And then moved to New York and then wind up living in a community where 75% of my neighbors were self-employed. Not necessarily big bank executives, But self-employed, been managing their lives and homes and family and schools, and were able to do and go about, had a certain autonomy about themselves, a certain pride, and, ooh, you just get the bite, you get a bug. You get that itch, and I always had that entrepreneurial drive or that itch, but I hadn't festered it. I hadn't seen and been a part of a community as well diverse as mine with all types of background, with people making incomes in excess of those that I had seen in corporate America. And I'm like, wow. And that change came about. People, that change came about because I was no longer resistant. And I didn't let my ignorance and fear allow the change that was inevitable to come my way. I was willing to challenge myself. And I'm doing it again. And, Coach, you did it at the top of the year when you decided to no longer work for someone else in pursuit of your dream, in pursuit of the happiness that you've been talking about for years. You challenge yourself. You have showed so many people. You have enlightened so many people, from the Tina Langs to the Minister Pat to everyone else that you touch and lay hands on, figuratively and literally. You've helped to embody a certain change. You've helped to empower a new nation. We are trying to show people that the challenges are not there to lay you down, but maybe to strengthen you and stand you up, to show you that this inevitable change is part of evolution. I no longer look and feel the same as I did 20 years ago. Some days I feel better than when I was 20, and other days I know that I'm no longer 20. It's nothing to have strife over. It's nothing to just sit back and just constantly embark upon. There are so many wonderful things to do out here. And I know the reality TV doesn't tell you that. It doesn't promote that. It shows more drinking and lewd and rude behavior than anything else. But I think common sense tells us that we can do better, that we can have more, even when life and situations are overwhelming, when it's so compelling, when the pain is so deep, when the cut and the hurt is so everlasting. But I ask you people to mourn no more. I'm an advocate for change. Invite change. Invest in yourself. Stand up for the challenge. We as parents, and especially as children, we were told that we could be anything we wanted, but we still felt and believed that there was limitations. And the limitations are those that are imposed upon yourself. It's what you choose to believe. It's what you choose to believe. If you believe that you could never fly and become part of NASA and the aerospace program, then you will never be that. If you feel that your child won't make it in this world because you ill-prepared them, then you are probably accurate, true, and right. But if you want to change that behavior, if you want to change that ideology, if you want to challenge yourself to produce better results, you have to start with better thinking. You must embark upon something new. I count the number of people who know they're going to the doctor's office, and it's usually an hour or two-hour wait. I count the number of people that come in there with their own books and own magazines or crossword puzzles. It is not commonplace anymore. That's idle time. That's dead wood. What else can you do? Why not stimulate your mind? But people don't want to challenge themselves. And then when they're forced to, they don't know how to respond or to react. I thank God for that day. I thank God for that accident. It gave me clarity. It gave me a focus and a drive that I had never known before. It allowed me to start setting things in motion, started placing words in my mouth, started having me thinking things beyond what I was accustomed to. I started looking like that guy who was kind of like, like I had a third eye. I was that kid who, was hanging out on the corner with everybody, and they say, "What you doing? I'm going to go get an A. I'm going to go get me a grade. I'm going to finish school." He looked at me like, is he crazy? We sitting out here having fun, drinking and doing nothing. He's talking about going to get an A. He's talking about finishing school. I became that person. I became so driven, and there was nothing that would alter, deviate, or take me away from my focus. And then, 10 years ago, I just got insanely focused and driven, and I started seeing my life on another plateau, I was reaching for the stars and just didn't mind if I didn't make it because I was still above the clouds. I was still above the clouds, people. And it's something that right now I think Lil Wayne has a new song out for those who like or don't like Lil Wayne. But he says, every finish line is the start of a new race. Every finish line is the start of a new race. Now, how profound is that? Think about it. Every completion is the start of something new. Every time you finish something, you're on to the next one. On to the next one. There's something new. There's a revitalization. Every fall behind there is a spring. Every fall behind there or in front of there is a new spring. So every death gives life to something new, something different. And we have to be willing to change. We have to, as individuals and as people, be willing and up for the challenge. We used to be, or maybe that was rhetoric and talk, Coach. I don't know. We were used to be, I used to see boxers who ranted and raved for a challenge. They wanted to fight somebody. I used to see kids who, ranted and raved to go outside because they wanted to build a pretend fort. They wanted to pretend to be cops and robbers. They wanted to pretend to dig for treasures. I don't see anyone challenging themselves anymore today. Maybe it's just me. I'm delusional. I don't know. But I hope that everyone listening is willing to change, to become more, to be more, or at least to be somebody different than they were the day before. Challenge yourself and go skiing and really try to ski. Don't go for a fashion show or a meet and greet or a networking opportunity. Try to learn how to ski. You may fall down and realize that skiing ain't for you, but you may look up and see the landscape and realize, I can draw that. I can paint that. I can do this. Every day I ride my bike, maybe 10 miles. I'll try to do a 2 to 3 mile walk / jog. But you couldn't have got me to do that at age 18. Darn sure wasn't doing it at 15. I didn't see the value in it. Now I can't see nothing but value. It helps to decompress me. It helps me to, again, find that synergy, that balance, looking for and praying and thankful for just another day. Whether it's raining or it's snowing or it's hot as it is right now in July, I am still thankful for living another day. But I had to change who I was. I had to challenge myself to become who I am today, to become the man I am today. And I am so appreciative of that. I'm so appreciative to have that mind consciousness, to have people like you in my life, Coach, listeners, family, friends, who believe, who supported, and who still today encourages me to go that extra mile, who find what I do awe-inspiring, who shows me that, the change that they see in me now has simply changed them. And they even like what they see. So, Coach, keep doing what you're doing. Listeners, keep listening. Keep soliciting and providing feedback. I need it because I'm still going through challenges. I'm still going through changes. And again, I love them. I welcome them. I invite them. But I need to know that sometimes I have a shoulder that perhaps I can lean on in my moments and in my hours of despair because we can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone. We come so far by ourselves, but it's so much more of a better journey when we're sharing it with someone else. I think I posted the other day that my past will not determine my future. And a gentleman responded asking, what if your past was great? I say, well, then that's wonderful, because now it could be a doorway to a fabulous future. But it shouldn't still determine, because, again, it may not be consistent. We're changing. Something may happen that it would no longer be the same silver lining. It may not be the same glimmer, or it could be more vibrant. But I realize that so many people are leaning to their past and they can't see their future. So many people have allowed their past to hemorrhage their current present, that they may not even have a future. That they may not even have a future. That's discouraging. That's despair at its highest. So keep on challenging yourself, people. Keep on showing up for the race. And you too, like Derek Jeter, can hit your 3,000th ball out of the park. It is doable. It is doable, and I encourage you to swing for the bleachers. You may hit the backfield, but if you swing for the bleachers, you're swinging for the best. And with that being said, Coach, I will return it back over to you, and I hope that everyone listening have a wonderful, wonderful week, and continue to be strong. Continue to have faith. Understand that change is inevitable, and it's the one constant, and it's constantly changing. If you move with it, don't resist it. If you're not, you know, intimidated by change, you won't be eliminated by that change. And have the faith and challenge yourself. Excuse me. Coach, it's all yours. Maybe we don't have Coach right now. So you guys are still stuck with me. You're still stuck with me. I'm not sure if you can respond, anyone, if you had any questions or concerns regarding what I was saying. And anything I share with you, I always try to incorporate or let you know that I'm not just talking about personal experiences when it comes to change. I'm not just talking about personal, professional, or business experiences. These things are interrelated. You can't be one person in your personal life or someone different in your professional life. I know we do that. We do share hats, and, you know, you can be this monster of a foreman at work because that's what it takes to get the job done, and you're a teddy bear when you come home. But there is still some inequality. There's still an imbalance there, and it will rear its head eventually. So you want to find that balance, and you want to be consistent. And so the things that I talk about and that I share them because I believe that they will help you both personally as well as professionally, and so that if you can take these experiences, these examples, you will see that, wow, I can apply that here. And what I'm doing with my business or what I'm trying to do to grow my business, but I can also use this in my interpersonal, personal relationships, because maybe the reason I'm not going or the reason I have gone as far as I have is because of how I act in these other arenas or during these circumstances and times. So there is not one shoe that fits all, but I think, as Coach was mentioning earlier, it's kind of a blueprint of if you start to change your thinking and your behavior in one venue or one form, it will help to transform or transcend another aspect of your life. And sometimes it's not even you that may need to be changed. You may have to pray for others. You may have to be the change that you want to see from or in others. And it could be just as simple as that. I've had to pray for people out of my life, because they were changing me in ways that them nor myself wanted to see. But I had to realize that. I didn't want to impose my will upon those individuals that were trying to impress upon me their ill wills and ill thoughts. So I had to pray them out of my life, pray them out of my way. And that's okay as well, people. But you should be smart enough to know that. You should realize that you have the power within to to achieve and accomplish that as well. And so that's why I share these things with you in hopes to have you look at the whole person, take a holistic view of your life, your situation, and your relationships, and what you may want to do. Again, I didn't use the word need to do, what you may want to do to bring about a certain amount of change in your life, to see those residual results, to see those sustainable relationships come about, because that's really the catalyst. That's what takes us where we need to be, is those relationships and how we feel about those relationships, in those relationships, and how we feel about ourselves. It's hard to love someone else when you don't love yourself. It's hard to have esteem for others when you don't have self-esteem for yourself. How do you, and we do it all the time, we seek out relationships that we're still prepared for. We want others to fix us. We want others to show us how to be happy or what makes us happy. And we haven't taken the time to experience life on our own terms. We haven't lived well enough. Sometimes we've lived long enough, but we haven't lived well enough to know what really makes us tick. What are the triggers? What are the things that fulfill us? And we go from situation to situation in search of that and wind up with despair and continuously not understanding why. Take the time again, people, to invest in yourself. Each and every one of you listening are the commodities of the world. You are the precious gems. And you must hold yourself not only out as such, but hold yourself accountable to be treated as such. There's a vast difference between the words demand and command. You can demand someone to sit still, stay around, or come here. But if you have the right ambiance, the right je ne sais quoi, the right mannerism, when you walk in a room, you could command people to kneel at your feet without even uttering a word. Again, you have the power. You have the power. With that, again, Coach, are you there?
Yes, I am right here. How are you?
You know what? Doing good.
Awesome message. And yes, we have the power to make those changes, to live the life that we deserve, the life that we want. I love it. You know, I love anything that has to do with change.
There you go.
Change and power, those are two of my absolute favorite things to talk about. You know, change and power, and so, yes, you broke that thing down today. So, wow, okay, well, it looks like there's some people in the chat room that'll get in touch with you at some point, Upseeker. We have just a few minutes left to the show, and we thank you for not even a few minutes, less than 90. Well, about a minute and a half, so thank you again, Mr. Walker. Awesome, as always, and good morning and welcome to those on the switchboard and those of you who will tune in to the archives. Please tell a friend, tell everyone you know what's going down right here on Internet Radio. You back tomorrow for another powerful topic and message to motivate you, to empower you, and to inspire you to greatness. All right, Mr. Versi.
All right.
Have an awesome day. Go out there, make it happen. Oh, I tell you, I know there's somebody that's going to be blessed today when you show up in their midst. And I know you're going to be blessed as well. This has been all of for today. Keep on getting up. No stop.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. but we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lil Lisa J. Williams.